Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord on Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. So welcome to our time of worship together. May you be blessed by the Spirit of God in our time together today. Check over the list of events for the week. We invite you back for Monday, Thursday worship. That will be at 7 p.m. on Thursday, and we will celebrate the Sacrament of Holy Communion, and then we will have the service of Tenebrae, the service of Diminishing Lights on Good Friday, also at 7, and then we have our Sunday morning Easter celebration beginning at 7 a.m. with worship, the sunrise service, although someday I'd really like to have it at sunrise at 6 or 6:30 in the morning, but we've never done that yet. But then we have the Easter breakfast and the Easter egg hunt with Sunday school, and then Easter worship at 10:30. We do extend our sympathies to the family of Roger Merrillett. His mother, Pauline, passed away this last week at the age of 97. Services will be on Wednesday at Krill Funeral Home in Bryan. Visitation will be from 11 to 1, with the service starting at 1. So please keep Roger and his family in your prayers. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to our morning prelude.
To your name. Our opening scripture comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray together. Almighty Father, you are great and wonderful and glorious, and we should always be praising you. You have created our marvelous world. You have always had in mind the perfect plan of salvation. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who carried out that plan to completion. Lord, he truly is worthy of all the blessing and honor and glory and power that we can give to him. Father, we just pray that we might praise you well today on this Palm Sunday, and that you would help us through the aid of your Spirit to be constant and consistent in our praise in the coming week. Thank you so much for your love for us that gives us hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
As the praise team is coming forward, we are going to open with two numbers. The first one is called Praise the Name, and in the bulletin it might look like anastasis, but it actually is pronounced anastasis, and that word anastasis means resurrection. And in Philippians 3:10, it says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. And also in Romans 6, verse 5, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Please stand as you're able. Join us with, oh, praise the name. We're praising the name of our resurrected Lord, who is next Sunday, but this is Holy Week, and we sing to the praise of God. Following that, we will sing His Name is Wonderful medley.
the children of the congregation to meet me in the narthex in preparation for the palm processional, and parents of really young children are welcome to come with them. And as we make our way out, everybody else can share the peace of Christ with one another.
I'll invite everyone to sing with us the palm processional found printed in the bulletin or up on the screens. Praise Him, praise Him.
I think that's the first time we've ever had, children lead the way. You did great just starting off on your own. What were you holding? Palm branches. Why were you holding palm? You're still holding them. Why were you holding palm branches? Well, Easter's next Sunday. What's today? Palm Sunday. And we recognize the palms because long ago, when Jesus was alive on earth, he sent two of his disciples to a neighboring town, and they were supposed to find a donkey. And so they went, they did what Jesus said, and they came across a donkey, and they started untying it, and the owner of the donkey asked what they were doing. And they told him, "The Lord needs it." And so the owner of the donkey must have said okay, because they brought the donkey back to Jesus, and the disciples all had something on like this. This is called a cloak. It was an outer garment, and they wore those to protect them against the heat of the sun. It gave them some extra shade if they wanted to hold it up. It also protected them against the blowing wind, and they also used it to cover themselves at night when they slept. Well, they took off their cloaks and they folded them up and they set them on top of the donkey so that when Jesus got on, he had a nice soft seat as he walked that donkey, as he rode that donkey into the city of Jerusalem. And as the people saw Jesus coming in on that donkey, they started doing what you just did. They started waving palm branches and they laid them down on the road. They took off their cloaks and put them on the road, and it was kind of like a parade-like atmosphere. And the crowd shouted exactly what's on your palm: Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna means to save. Jesus entered into Jerusalem to save the people from their sins. And so Hosanna became a word of praise, and that's why on Palm Sunday we share that word, Hosanna, because we love Jesus, he loves us and saves us, and we want to praise him. So thanks for sharing in the children's message this morning. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to give you a sheet of paper so that you can leave the palm branches here at the steps during worship, and then after worship, you can come back up and get your palms to take home with you, okay? Unless that causes any major controversy between now and time you go back to your seats. But let's pray, and then I'll give you a piece of paper. Gracious God, we thank you for the blessing of children and the celebration of Palm Sunday. Lord, as we shout and sing Hosanna, may we thank you for saving us through the love of Jesus. Amen. So put your palms down, and here's a piece of paper with a maze on one side. If you will help me, there you go. A maze on one side and an activity on the other. That'll occupy you while you're in the pew. You can always color. And remember, after worship, I'll try to remember to have you come up and get your palm. You can have one. Let's bow before the Lord in a time of prayer. We enter in, O God, in our celebration of Palm Sunday, as Jesus entered into Jerusalem on the behalf of your people. We enter into this time of worship. We enter into this time of prayer, thanking you for Jesus our Lord, Savior, Messiah, King of peace, King of love, offer of grace, offer of forgiveness, who sacrificed his own life that we would know forgiveness and love. Lord, we thank you for the joy of Palm Sunday. We thank you for the symbolism of the palms. And we thank you for the saving grace of our Lord. In this time of prayer, we're thankful for all who have gathered in and who are connected in. We pray for each person. We pray that they would know your peace, and that your peace would overcome any anxiety, any stress in our lives, any struggles we might have with mental health, physical ailments, spiritual concerns. Lord, we give them to you. For you promise to be with us always. And in our time of worship, we remember that you are indeed with us. And Lord, we pray for salvation. We thank you for those that profess Jesus Christ as the Lord and believe in their heart. We pray for those that are considering that confession and that belief. We pray for those that we can share with and converse with in a loving and caring way, that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Creator and Lord of all. And we thank you for these opportunities. Lord, we pray especially this day for Roger Merrillett and his family. We're thankful that his mother, Pauline, knew the Lord. We're thankful that she was at peace in the end of her days. And we pray that her family would know your peace. Surround them and uphold them on Wednesday as they go through the time of visitation and service. Lord, may we continue to be praying for them and caring for them. Lord, in the knowing of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as King, as Teacher, as Lord, hear us as we pray together what he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation,